B-Pod Studios.
What's up? They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
And again, Bailey to punt it away to Renfro. Good special teams unit from Oakland. Early movement.
It's first
as
down.
One of the Raiders jumped off sides, Max Crosby.
Stupid.
And the Raiders with their second penalty in the early going.
That's Gruden.
Your opponent fraction. Defense, number 98, and 5-yard penalty results in a first down.
God, is that dumb. Anything less than 4th and 5. You're telling your punt team to go, whatever you do, don't move.
Downfield. Offense.
Well, it's coming
number
back.
71.
So again, the Patriots catch a break.
How does that happen? It's such a bang-bang play.
As Cam takes the snap, fakes to Michelle. He pumps in the pocket. Then he rolls to his right. He's going backwards. He throws off the back foot to the far sideline with a flag in the secondary. And the Raiders may have just bailed out the Patriots.
Before the pass was thrown, holding defense number 26. Automatic first down.
Former line, Nevin Lawson. For the bailout. Now the clock will count down to the 2-minute warning with the Raiders showing no urgency to get a playoff before then, it seems. And now they finally scurry to the line with 205 and 204, 203 and 202, 201. Tar waits on the snap and the whistle sounds.
Are you stupid or something?
Stupid.
I'm as stupid as a stupid does.
What do you think, Zell? What do you think of some of those mistakes the Raiders made yesterday? I tell you one of the things that bothered me about this game.
What?
I just love, as we talked off the top today about it being a scheduled win, and the Patriots winning a scheduled win is such a great, big, important thing for this team, the 2020 Patriots. Gruden deciding to kick a field goal late, to me, is just...
Yeah, Carr wasn't happy.
They're still... The Patriots. Who wasn't happy?
Derek Carr.
Wasn't happy.
Yeah.
You know why? Goes back to our old saying on this show.
Stupid.
You don't come to Foxborough and beat the Patriots by kicking field goals. Now, it didn't end up mattering in the grand scheme. Like, wasn't a big deal by the end. But it just showed you the mentality of Gruden and his Raiders deciding to take the points and take the 3 instead of going for a touchdown. And that, to me, is when you're just sort of conceding things. When you've got 11:22 to go in the fourth quarter, and you are trailing 23-10, and you're down 2 scores, and you decide we're going to take the guaranteed 3 and keep it a 2-score game in the fourth quarter on the road where we didn't have a third down conversion until the fourth quarter. What do you think, Gruden? Magically, you're going to be down here in the red zone a couple more times? Oh, it's just stupid.
I think after the first quarter, Patriots like scored on all their possessions. They took a knee. They didn't punt, and just didn't feel like that. But yet they controlled the game. The final 3 quarters, the turnovers killed the Raiders too. Like turn, you strip sack. You had to fumble. It was kind of odd down inside the 20. Not many people recognized. I couldn't tell it was a fumble.
Not only that, his kicker had missed a 41-yarder or so.
Yeah.
Which, again, I don't know if you remember, but before that, there was a, I want to say there was a stop there.
Yeah.
That you look at and say, oh, not too big of a deal. But I'm like, well, let's see where the kick goes. But anyway, I don't think they're a very smart team. I don't. How do you feel Gruden is as a coach now?
I don't know. Same. I think he's good for the league. I think he's got energy, which helps his team. It takes balls to trade a guy like Khalil Mack away. So when he and Mayock took over, you know, that's most young coaches or new guys. Oh, we got to keep the superstar. You say, you know what? Let's get some picks. Trade him. 4 young players. They got the back for him. And they're building towards it. It feels like the Raiders are building towards something. New stadium, you know, relocated. It's like it's a classic marriage.
Are they
a
nice team? A nice fun team?
Yeah. Classic uniform. Yeah, they're all dressed in black. Coaches look tough on the sideline.
Team.
Coaches are all shiny, blacked up, look good, tough, intimidating. They're still stupid. They make dumb mistakes.
There's something about Gruden and the coaching. When you cannot pound it into the head of your players to protect the football, when they're coughing up the ball on fumbles, I mean, that's something that, you know, through all his bluster and his rah-rah and his, you know, locker room antics, is he taking time to, you know, what's the main message here? Main message should be, you know, this is going to sound like, you know, I'm a Belichick disciple or something, but we've seen it work here for 20 years, right? Do your job, protect the football, don't make mistakes, and, you know, things are generally going to work out in our favor if we've prepared to that point. With Gruden, I wonder if he's taking some of those basic tenets and imparting them to the team, because, man, did they cough up the football at some really bad times yesterday. And I'm not saying that's stupid, but does it speak to a lack of...
Situational coaching is what it is.
Not even situational coaching. Like, what's the most important thing here? If you're playing for John Gruden, is it to bust loose down the sideline, get in the end zone, or is it don't give up the football?
You've
gotten into the red zone now. Whatever you do, don't give up the football.
We stop them, and it's fourth and two. Do not jump off sides on a punt return.
Stuff like, yes. Yeah,
that's,
yes.
Gruden is known for being in the office at 4 a.m., right? And all he does is watch film. He's a grinder. Maybe he should spend more time on the situational coaching instead of just film prep. And here's the problem with Gruden, I think, too. He's a big quarterback guy. He did the quarterback school. His brother played quarterback at Louisville. It's a quarterback family. So you want to throw the ball when you're a coach. Like, I gotta get creative. We got, you know, spider two wide banana. We're gonna design something this way. You got a hell of a back in Jacobs that the Patriots could not stop at the beginning of that game. And they got away from the run. Because we got to go shotgun, or we got to go pistol with David Carr or Derek Carr. I keep saying David Carr, Derek Carr, and we got to throw it because we got $30 million quarterback. You know, so we got to use him. Get peace around. Got to get the ball to tight end. Yeah, no, run the freaking back you have. Patriots don't have bigs in the front. They couldn't stop the run. So, get away from it. You got to commit to something. Like that game, you say, okay, we're on the road. We're running the ball well. Let's keep it going.
Read and React is coming up at 11:36. The Red Sox fired their manager yesterday. More on that in your calls next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
So everyone had the news that Ron Ranicki will not return to manage the club in 2021. And so we have Chief Baseball Officer Chaim Bloom and General Manager Brian O'Halloran to take questions. But before we begin with that, I think Chaim is going to make a couple opening remarks.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us. As you guys know, Ron and I spoke this morning in Atlanta about our decision that he's not going to return as our manager in 2021. And I just want to reiterate our thanks to Ron. He did a tremendous job under really challenging and basically unprecedented circumstances. And although our on-field results were not what we were looking for this season, the environment that he helped maintain was a productive one and a positive one, and it allowed a lot of players the space to grow and develop. And we are so appreciative of how he handled all the challenges thrown his way, and certainly wish him well in everything that will come next for him.
You know, we thought we'd get through the game, the Red Sox game yesterday, before they fired Ron Renicki. They didn't wait for the game. Nope. First quarter of the Patriots game is on.
News dump.
And in my email comes a press release from the Red Sox. Bye-bye, Ron Renicki.
What a pathetic schlep statement that is.
What is?
Just did Bloom there. just unprecedented, you know, challenges. Like, everybody in baseball had the challenges. You threw this guy out there full well knowing what you were going to do with Mookie Betts and company. And the pitching staff you assembled. Once guys got hurt, the help you gave him. Oh, just nurturing environment. Just wish you well in your future endeavors.
What time did I get the email yesterday? I'm looking right now. It's, it says 1:19 p.m. here is the time that I received it. It might have been later than some others. Yeah. Ron Renicki will not return as Red Sox manager in 2021.
No kidding.
A search for a new manager will begin immediately. And then there's a quote from Heim Bloom. And you heard Heim Bloom right there in his audio talking about just how wonderful. Just how wonderful. Listen, Ron Renicki must be a really good dude. He has to be. Because the way people talk about him does not match what he is as a manager. He must be a great guy. He must be... What was the guy there from Maine? What was that guy there?
The third base coach.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Butterfield. Brian Butterfield.
He must be just like Brian Butterfield.
This guy you want to go have a beer with.
Awesome guy. Yeah. Like Brian Butterfield, probably a great dude to sit back, watch a Patriots game with, right? Seems like a good guy.
Yeah.
Someone you'd want as a friend. Ron Renicki probably makes a great friend. He does not make a great manager. I don't know what he did that was so special. Yes. Did he have a terrible team that he was charged with managing? Yes. Here's a question I have. Were they this bad? Were they as bad as they showed on the field this year?
Well, not according to Bloom. Could they have been a few games better
than what they were?
Yeah.
I know that's a hard thing to sort of fathom because it was such a disaster of a season and they had so many injuries and they had no pitching. I get it. But could they have been a few games better?
Yeah, they still got some guys in the lineup get hit.
You thought
JD Martinez couldn't have been better?
Hardy nailed it. He thought they were going to be a bad team with a bad record. And so you're right, Hardy. But don't you think they could have been a few games better?
Sure.
Okay.
This isn't
maybe
ready.
Like,
yet.
Five
this
games isn't, better? Like, how about five games better?
Fine. Yes.
That would have made the playoffs.
Yeah. That's pathetic.
I don't get all the Martinez praise.
You're paying $30 million. Well, my head's tough to be in it in a world, in a pandemic world, you know. Everybody else is in it.
And by the way,
don't do your job.
I'm not talking about praise from Bloom because I know why Bloom is praising him. Because Bloom's saying, oh, the roster was crap, but how could you expect him to do anything? Right? Bloom doesn't want anything coming back to this year's team because he doesn't even really consider it his team yet. I get it. He's not even a year into the job. But the media praise, all of them.
Oh.
They all love Maz, even Maz, advocating for an extra bump on the way out the door. Give him a little bonus check for having sat through this. What are you, high? What's wrong with you? Oh, send him on his way and give him a little bonus while you're at it. No.
See, that is Maz. If someone else would suggest that, Maz would say, what are you, soft?
Yeah.
But he means soft in the head. I think Maz is like a big softy for saying that. Here, take this. Good luck in your future.
Can you imagine
Maz is like just being one of the shovel-wad of sweaty bills in the palm of his hand and say, here, sorry about this.
Sorry, I kicked you in the, you know what's in the, for the baseball reporters. Maz is never going to pee on anybody's grave.
All the like dozens of workers that have been laid off at Fenway Park.
Oh, God.
Laid off in the Red Sox organization.
Mm.
Could you imagine them sitting there being like, yeah, I just lost my job. I worked in the front. They laid off front office people, I guess. Or marketing people or whatever, business people across the organization that have had layoffs. Imagine being one of those guys finding out that Ron Renicki got an extra wad of cash on the way out the door. What? What are we running here? So he sounds like a tremendous guy. Probably nice dude. Fun to kick back. Southern California guy, split a meatloaf over.
You know?
Southern California probably loves the beach.
Probably loves golf.
Probably, yes.
You go to Sharon Country Club down there. Country Club
makes
Sharon,
a wonderful friend. Suck bag manager. Oh, my God, did he suck as manager? And that was completely predictable. Not good. So
felt like he sucked the life out of
him. Let me ask everyone else a question, all the Alex Cora people that want Alex Cora back. If Ron Renicki has done such a great job under remarkable circumstances, as you heard Heim Bloom say, why are they not keeping him to be bench coach again once they go hire your guy, Alex Cora?
That's a difficult ask of Renicki.
All I hear from the media guys is that the players love him.
Good baseball man. Can't find a more quality guy. Baseball man. Give him a scouting job. Do something with him. Keep him in the organization somewhere.
who wrote last night? I got to find it. Damn it. I was reading so many baseball stories last night about this. Someone said that he had a meeting in the clubhouse and there were players that got emotional and thanked him for everything he had done. And they love the guy. So if they love the guy and you think Chaim Bloom and the Red Sox are automatically bringing back Alex Cora, I've got to ask you people, why did they let Renicky leave then? Why are they firing the guy? Why are they clearing him out?
Right.
Can't you keep him as your bench coach?
Yeah, and he gets along well with Cora, right?
And if he did such a great job and you're hiring Cora back, wouldn't you want him to be the guy who backs up Cora in the event that Cora is unavailable for a game or gets ejected from a game or anything else?
It kind of feels like they're gonna let Bloom pick the manager.
Yeah, it feels like it's not Alex Cora. Yeah, that's what it feels like, guys.
You went away from Alex Cora. You fired him. I understand you kind of had to, but you don't bring him back. You don't. I think if you're bringing this guy in to change the culture and change the way you do business in baseball, and you're giving him this control, I think you got to let him pick the guy.
Can we get a clean slate here and start over?
Yeah.
Can we?
Feels like this is a reset. You freaking blew it up. You pressed reset this year. You don't go back to what you aired in and then fired a guy over.
Lauren Campbell wrote on Nesson that Xander Bogaerts got emotional.
And there were other reports, too.
Yeah.
I don't think that was the only one. So this is obviously well-known. So wait. So when I hear about the Alex Cora defenders saying that there's no one who will connect with Bogaerts' endeavors the way Cora does, you've got Bogaerts crying in the clubhouse because Renicky's leaving.
Oh, it must have connected for him.
I don't know if he was crying.
Emotion's emotion. When you say it's emotional, people, yeah.
We get emotional.
Up. Choked up.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm not begrudging him for it.
Spend that much time.
He loves Ron Renicky. So why if the Alex Cora is coming back, why are they not keeping Renicky around? Because Alex Cora is not coming back.
People get emotional when John Farrell got fired? I don't think so. You know?
If I had to place money on this, though, ownership is going to get involved and screw this up and bring Cora back.
Oh, God, don't do it.
Like, isn't that what's going
to
happen?
They might need to for the TV product. Think about it. Perception and ratings.
Why would Bloom want Cora as his manager? What is it that Bloom looks at in Cora and says, I need that guy as the manager?
I don't know, but if Bloom's a smart guy, you sit there and you're like, why'd you fire him in the first place? Yeah, we could have figured this out.
By the way, Bloom was asked about Cora.
I'm not going to touch that.
In the Zoom gathering.
I said, I'm not going to touch it. We're not going to talk about that.
Right? You said previously that, and I know you don't want more questions on Cora, so sorry in advance, but that he was not on your radar at all. Is that still a position that you stand by?
Yeah, I'm going to go back to what I said before, where you guys know in brief my thoughts on Alex, but I don't want to elaborate because I don't want to be saying things about him that I haven't said to him.
Just sort of clarify what you were saying before about Alex. You went on I think it was mostly on the radio at different times during the season. And just to paraphrase what I believe you said, it was essentially there was a reason that Alex isn't the manager. And, you know, that's still the case. Is that kind of what you're saying, that you're standing by what you said at that time?
Yeah, I just don't want to get into
detail
on it, just because I think to do so would be, again, I don't want to get in the business. Someone like Alex, who is very important to this organization, I don't want to get in the business of saying a lot of things about him that I haven't had a chance to say to him. So I don't want to get into it in any more detail than that. But yeah, I am standing by that.
So are you basically saying he's not a candidate?
Well, like I said, I don't want to say anything about him that I've not been able to say to him, so I'm not going to answer questions like that.
He's not the guy.
Because I haven't been able to call him and tell him he's not going to be considered, at least in my eyes. This is why I say ownership, though. This is why I bring this up.
So he's delicately handling it, then you got the wrong GM then.
And if you're an owner and you see that Chaim Bloom doesn't want Alex Cora as the manager, you let, and I call him the GM. He's not technically the GM. That's Brian O'Halloran.
It's going to be collaborative, right? That's what they said from day one.
Your baseball boss doesn't want Alex Cora as the manager. You go get whoever the new baseball boss wants as the manager.
Right.
Which is another nerdy, analytical young guy.
Have fun with that.
Who will just fill out the lineup card with whatever Carmine spits out every day.
Yep.
It's not Cora in his eyes. But that doesn't mean ownership doesn't want him back. And let's not forget, ownership needs and loves the TV show.
Sure do.
And the TV show of the Boston Red Sox is better with Alex Cora.
Yep.
So I think we could see an internal struggle in the coming weeks and months here.
Good for
over
business.
Who the next manager will be.
That's good. I hope
good
ownership wins, if that's the case.
Oh, Jim's already rooting for Cora.
Well, he's the perfect coach blend of analytics and gut feel. He knows the game and he can do the analytics part. Who's a better candidate than him?
Well, the problem
is everybody's going to
be a puppet,
yes.
Somebody who hasn't anybody been else busted, is going to be a puppet.
Somebody who hasn't been busted cheating a couple of times already? I don't know.
He paid his due. He sat out 60 games.
Bring back the convict.
He's a convicted cheater.
Somebody convicted who's not a felon, pathological cheater.
Convicted felon. He's still here, right?
Convicted felon.
As I said, when
been
this
rehabilitated.
Happened, this is worse than any of Belichick's cheating scandals.
Oh!
This one is...
This is real cheating.
This is bad. Yeah. It's so bad. Like, is it taping signals? No, it's worse. Is it...
Taping signals.
Is it inflating a foot? No. Are you kidding me? Those are minor things. Minor. This is in the middle of the game, banging the drum as the pitch is being thrown. Gross. That is ruining the whole game. That's like stealing the other team's playbook. And Josh McDaniels in the headset.
We're going to change our game plan.
Telling Brady what guy is coming after him on every single play.
I just want to watch baseball again.
I do too. I want the team to be better.
How did you feel about having, even if you watched, having the summer off, not feeling compelled to watch any baseball?
Fantastic.
I was thinking about that today. I'm like, man, I mean, I watched a little bit at the beginning. I haven't watched lately. It kind of feels like having...
Do you even know who's in the playoffs? The tournament starts when? Wednesday.
There are eight games on Wednesday.
Most every team that participated in the restart, except for the Red Sox, they didn't make it.
Every team that finished 500 or better and a couple that didn't.
Yeah, pretty much every team.
I can't believe that you had like zero time invested in this team this summer and through all this in this fall. And like Jim said, if they won five more games, they were in a freaking playoffs. Yeah. They could have been a playoff team. If J.D. Martinez just cared a little more. Or if you didn't blow three of those games at the end of them when you were up 6-3. Yeah. They could have been the playoffs.
A credit to Chaim Bloom, his Tampa Bay Rays are the number one seed. So
I'd let him pick the manager.
Tampa Bay maybe Red Sox is going to be a thing.
Maybe he knows what he's doing.
It's got to be better than this.
They can build a catwalk over Fenway.
Yes.
That'd be nice.
Hardy has headlines. He's got some news on the Patriots schedule. Read and React is next.
Oh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sports Hub. Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub. It's time to read.
That sounds highly optimistic.
Oh. I'll beat up until you're breaking up.
There's.
And react.
A.
B.
Yeah. C.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
That's wild.
On 98.5. The Sports Hub.
That's funny.
Read and React is brought to you by The Flying Locksmiths. Physical safety is more than locks and keys. Go to flyinglocksmiths.com to schedule your free commercial property survey because your safety is worth it. It's time to read and react.
I was on 93 here, sitting in traffic a little bit, backed up before I got on Morsi. I saw one of them things in the sky. I said, that got to be a flying locksmith. There's a plane landed. Damn.
Hardy?
I'm going to see one of those guys one day. What do you got?
Read.
No, I'm not a doctor, you know what I'm saying? I think they got that 90-day window, so.
React.
I tell you what, I tried to win that game on Saturday. I don't know if you saw it, but we couldn't get the win, though. Well, window for the win closed.
Mm-hmm. Bills had
French fried potatoes at halftime.
As we mentioned earlier, was it John in Buffalo? The guy
with Josh.
The potty mouth?
His name's John.
It's John. I thought it's Josh.
John.
Yeah, same thing.
Bills had a 28-3 lead before falling behind 32-28 to the Rams. But they got the win, 35-32. Head coach Sean McDermott, locker room, after the game.
Great job. That was an unbelievable effort, man. Unbelievable effort. I'm so proud of you guys, man. This is a team, right? And I talked before, early in the year, you got to figure out who you are. And there's one quality that I take over any piece of talent out there, and that's... Heart. You guys got it, man.
Celtics need some of that.
Kills, Trey. I got to yeah.
Will.
Let's do this. Hey. Great victory, man. Great victory. 3-0. Right? 1, 2, 3.
What
are they? I can't quite understand what it is they're saying.
They don't know.
They're one, just, two, three.
This is new to them.
1, 2, 3. They have 3 wins.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
One,
great
two.
Victory, man. Great victory. 3-0. Right? 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Hey, they're 3-0. Get excited.
They make you want to shout.
Get excited.
Greed.
Ball's out, Dick.
Ball's out, Dick. That's so funny. Never mind.
Falcons had a late lead.
I got to say it.
That they blew, and then they did not win, unlike the Bills. 26-10 fourth quarter lead. Lost to Nick Foles and the Bears, 30-26. You guys want to hear from Dan Quinn after the game?
Yes.
Here he is.
Have you spoken with Arthur following the game, Dan? How concerned are you about your job status following these 2 weeks?
Oh, boy. Oh, oof. All right.
That doesn't even make me uncomfortable. Like, that guy should expect that question right now.
You think? They're 0-3. In a post-game?
They're 0-3 with a massive blown lead in each of the last 2 weeks.
All right, here we go.
We visit every week, pre-game, post-game, Mondays through the week. Any time, Zach, honestly, that I take away from that is time that all I can do is being in front of the team. And I said, I need to be the same guy on our best days and our worst days and stand tall for them and bring the energy and the coaching and the focus that we need to go win. Anything past that does not help the team.
Translation, yes, and he told me he's probably going to fire me here pretty soon. So I'm looking.
I'd fire him today. What are you waiting for? You just had two unbelievable collapses the last 2 weeks. Get out.
Yeah.
Get out.
The Super Bowl should have put you on notice to begin with. Like, this is beyond unacceptable.
Oh, he is beyond his expiration date there.
What they're paying some of those guys and what they're paying the quarterback. And he ain't my quarterback's got some issues, too. Even though he's putting up big numbers. Still stupid turnovers.
Well, where's Trevor Lawrence from?
Pardon me?
Trevor Lawrence from Georgia.
Oh,
they go down the tank. It could be an issue. Matt Ryan, I don't know. His name could be in play.
Reed.
Classic Belichick.
Whoa. Hold on. Play where? Here?
Atlanta.
Matt Ryan's name here?
In general.
Atlanta.
And if you're in the quarterback.
No, I know. Trevor Lawrence to Atlanta would mean Matt Ryan's name is in play.
Oh, no. I don't want him. Nope. I don't want him. No.
Yeah, no. I don't want him either.
Matty Ice back to Boston?
No. Nope. He's a Southern kid now.
I'm not.
Keep him down there.
We're not Philly
talk
guy.
Talk about a guy that can't close games.
We're not entertaining that.
Oh, I'm just saying.
Reed.
Classic Belichick. Who looked like he had been grinding on work all night.
React.
After that, we were going to try to be so much better. This is one of the worst things we ever did.
I think it's wonderful.
Tom Brady and the Bucks beat the Broncos 28-10. Bruce Arians talked about his team after the game. What did Tom's new coach have to say?
We built this team on defense. Tom was just the icing on the cake. You know, when we came into the offseason last year, it was...
Jesus, he hates him.
He hates Brady.
He
hates
Brady. This guy
he hates Brady. He hates Gronk.
I don't know what Tampa did to get the broadcast crews that they've been assigned, but they've got the same two guys for like the last 3 weeks. And what? Schlereth won't shut up. And they just bring the game down.
How dull was that game to watch?
It was not a good game.
Not good to watch. It was boring.
They're not
and
clicking
And I would
yet.
Have preferred to see Dallas and Seattle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Red Zone showed most of Dallas and Seattle.
I know. I was on Red Zone all afternoon.
All I did was watch. I flipped over for a second. Zoe, you sent a text. The group sent about boring. I'm like, you know what? He's right. This is boring. And then I turned on Red Zone.
Brady's numbers were great. He's getting there. It's starting to come around. Like, you got Godwin now. That team's not clicking yet on offense. Like, you got to see him get up and down that field fast.
By the way, I'm waiting for Mabel to call in today, who doesn't even know how to talk trash. She said she was talking trash online yesterday. Something like, sorry about your Lions. I'm like, they're still playing, and so are the Cowboys. And the Lions won, and the Cowboys lost. I'm like, you don't even know how to do this. Stop it.
Tom was just the icing on the cake. You know, when we came into the offseason last year, it was, hey, let's keep this defense together because it can be special. And then all of a sudden, you know, Tom was like the icing on the cake for us offensively.
Okay.
We're 2-1, and we're not winning because of Brady. We're winning because of our defense. Rob Gronkowski's a blocker.
Okay.
Thanks, Bruce.
Boy, he missed Gronkowski on a touchdown. About 2 yards out of the end zone. He was open.
Yeah.
Read.
Some hors d'oeuvres.
React.
Hors d'oeuvres.
Spell it and I read it.
The Eagles, Eagles and Bengals tied 23-23.
I didn't get to see any of this or highlights.
Did you
or
see
any.
The end?
No, I did not.
So a lot of criticism at the end.
Okay, so Philly is going to try a 59-yarder, a field goal, 19 seconds left in overtime, right? So they played almost the entire overtime period. False start backed them up. So Doug Peterson decides, we better punt this and just take the tie. You know, hopefully
you'll
get the tie.
Suck face with your sister.
No guarantee we get the tie. They could still drive down the field and win on a couple of plays. So he was asked about the decision on Philly radio today. Oh. Here's what he had to say.
Hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
Wow, crazy day here, Doug. Fans are beyond irate.
What?
You said you would look at your decision to punt with fresh eyes. What did you say?
I think looking back on it, couple of things. I hate the fact that the game came down to that one play. You know, we should have won the game. I would have probably gone the other way and taken a chance to maybe a shot down the field.
Don't say
and put the ball put the ball up in the air.
Oh, you know? Idiot.
Dumbass.
You idiot. He had it right. Screw the fans in Philly. You know what the fans in Philly should be pissed about? The back-to-back penalties. A false start and a delay of game.
They should be pissed that
okay.
Nick, they should be pissed that
well,
Nick Foles is
game,
in Chicago.
The delay of game was after they already decided to punt.
All right, so that
so
was already
just a false.
The
start.
False start. It's the false start.
They kept the wrong right? quarterback.
In the air, you know. Looking back on it, you know, and obviously it's with clear eyes this morning.
Oh my
the delay
God.
Of game is part of the punt, is what it is when you make that decision to punt. So the false start is what you should be pissed about because that's what ended this thing. The other thing is there's time on the clock. There's what, like 20-something seconds?
19 seconds.
Okay, 19 seconds on the clock, which means if you try and throw a pass, right?
Yeah.
And it's either picked off or it's incomplete, they've now got time to make more of a play here to score. Once you've had the false start, you screwed yourself. Not that that was a gimme kick anyway, but still. Come on.
Yeah.
You weren't winning the game.
You're trying
to secure the tie and get the hell out of it.
You got the wrong quarterback. They're overly committed to Wentz. He's got so much in guarantees that they can't do anything with him. And the fact that Angelo Cataldi right there asked the question, he sounds like Steve Sanchez.
That's Hi, Doug.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
Wow, crazy day here, Doug. Fans are beyond irate.
Steve Sanchez. Bill, talk about, the fourth quarter. There aren't going to be many fans there. I mean, like, nobody there.
And the team is 0-2. Be pissed about starting 0-2.
Aren't they 1-3?
And being in that spot, and now they're 0-2-1.
Well, Zoe, you brought up Carson Wentz.
Like, right, tie.
0-2-1 is so much better than 0-3.
Yeah.
Take the tie.
Angelo also asked him about Carson Wentz.
Doug, what would it take for you to at least look at the possibility of trying a different quarterback?
That's a fair question.
No, you don't go there. That's a knee-jerk reaction. That's a reaction to... You know, to things that sometimes are you know the aura that's out there, right?
The
I mean, that's not what we believe internally, and we're going to continue to get better. Carson,
he's thrown 3 touchdowns and 6 picks so far.
How'd it work in Chicago when they went to the other guy?
You're in a dogfight with Cincinnati, and you're worried about the fact that your team tied.
No, we don't do that.
Oh, God,
we don't do that here.
Your team's 40, in a bad spot right now.
He had 47 pass attempts. He threw for 225 yards.
Oh, my God.
1 touchdown, 2 picks yesterday. That's not knee-jerk.
He's reverting.
Yeah, well, they're 0-2-1 now. They haven't won a game. You got 3 games with Carson Wentz in there. Is it still knee-jerk after 3 games?
They haven't won since Portnoy moved to Philly.
He killed him.
I don't know what Wentz's numbers were like in those other in the losses. My guess is not great, though.
He's not. Hey, we were down there. We called a game down there. He doesn't see the field well. He hangs on to the ball. He's a deep drop back guy. He's not living up to expectations.
Yeah, against the Rams. He had 43 pass attempts, 242 yards, no touchdowns, 2 picks.
Yeah, your team's not winning the Super Bowl. So
all right, that's it. That's a dream, man.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Reed. I'm the real Willikers. You other G-Willikers can go to Hillikers. Won't you pour some 2% in my cup? In my cup.
React.
Rear Admiral at Barstool reported last night, look for the Bruins to trade the rights to Torey Krug today. We've got some more information on that that is being reported at this hour. We'll do that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
So 34 seconds to.
Season sounds for you. Frank Saravalli, reporter at TSN, senior hockey reporter,
Italian,
and president of the Professional Hockey Writers Association. He's a big deal up in Canada. He had this to follow up on Rear Admiral's report last night. He tweets 13 minutes ago, sounds like there has indeed been significant interest in teams trading for Torey Krug's rights. My belief is the last offer came from the Bruins to Krug's camp at 6 years at $6.5 million per year. And obviously, Krug said no. So 6 years at $6.5 million. I don't know how much of a discount that represents, but that's a $39 million contract over 6 years. Hardy, you've sort of talked up the possibility of hometown discount. Would that be a discount?
Yeah.
I guess not.
Yeah. Doesn't that feel right there? Doesn't that feel like the number?
We've said seven. We've said seven all the time.
Let me ask you a question. Does it feel like the Bruins are lowballing him?
No.
Nope, they're not. They're not lowballing him. They're in the right area.
That's great. 6 year security guaranteed. We said $6-7 million.
He does not believe that is enough to say yes to the Boston Bruins, and he's going to hit the market.
But
he thinks he can do better.
I love playing here.
Well, let me just say, if I were him and they dangled $39 million guaranteed in front of my face right now in the middle of this, whatever this is, where do I sign?
You like it here? You want to play here?
So the fact that he's not means he is not taking a hometown discount.
See, what's an insult? $4 million.
Those who said he would were wrong.
$4 million a year is an insult.
I think it ended up not being true.
I think he would have when he was pretty much saying he would, unless Torey Krug is this completely duplicitous guy who's had us all fooled into thinking that he is, on the up and up. But when he was talking about how much he wanted to be here and he was pretty much saying, look, I will take less to play here. They said, nope, not interested. I'm beginning to think
they didn't say not interested. They were talking to him then. They were always talking with his camp. They never said we're not interested or we're not willing to talk contract.
So why didn't they work out a deal a year ago?
Maybe they were offering this a year ago and he was saying no.
I don't want to believe that.
Because you like him. It's okay. We all like Torey Krug. I like him a lot.
Well, not only do I like him, but he's an important part of this team.
Here's what I know the Bruins can't afford to do. They can't afford to overpay Torey Krug with a roster that is aging. They can't afford to do that.
Yeah.
You're going to have to go through some sort of transitional, I don't want to call it a full rebuilding period, but you can't afford to overpay him.
Yeah, but you also can't afford to not to put yourself in a bad spot defensively, which they have done a couple of times in years past.
Oh, don't worry. They're not winning the cup next year the same way they didn't win it this year. So okay. Don't worry about being put in a bad spot. They'll be in a bad spot.
Just don't forget about how bad it was after they couldn't figure out how to make Dougie Hamilton work here. And then Dennis Seidenberg was gone. And all of a sudden you're left with really just like two defensemen. And you had to just take it on the chin for a couple of years and say, like, well, I guess we're just not that very good playing in front of Rask, and we're going to have to figure out a way to just kind of stay the course here while we figure it out again. You can figure it out right now, not only with a guy who's one of your top pairing defensemen, at the very least, he is your best guy on the second pair, but also is the point guy in your power play, which you relied on heavily, especially this last year. Are they going to continue to rely on the power play with Brad Marchand and David Pastrnak? I think so.
They're going to have to figure it out without Torrey Krug.
They're going to have to figure it out without Torrey Krug. Well, that's a tall ask.
There will be growing pains. You've got to
sounds
find
like a
your
fair
next
number.
Torrey
sounds
Krug.
Like a fair number.
It's a fair offer.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.